Thank you, all my friends and readers. I'm a big fan of yours, Mike. So, oh, Frank and O'Hara, you've fallen and you can't get up. And I want to tell you, Frank, when I was a kid in Manhattan, there was a matron who sat in the children's section, so you wouldn't have had any opportunities to meet any old guy that would take you home. I'm sorry. That's impromptu. So, and on that subject of opportunities, I thought I'd read this, which was assigned to me by Mike Sims, because I had just with wonder found that I was voted most cheerful when I was in junior high school. And he said, that's great. I said, in junior high school, I was most cheerful. And he said, you have to write a poem with that title. So here it is. In junior high school, I was voted most cheerful. Before we made the transition to high school sex ambition, before my hair grew long and men in the library stacks began whispering in my ear, before I put myself in my pocket, carried myself like a matchbook to light the jack-o'-lantern math teacher and my father's friends, then I was most cheerful. Claude was smartest and wittiest both, the one boy who didn't giggle when in science I announced I would demonstrate the fourth of the six simple machines, the screw. Ellen was best dressed, Alan was handsomest, and I was most cheerful that year. You can see that US-1 worksheets, which began as kind of mimeographed, if you remember what mimeographing is, thing 40 years ago, was a little bit, has gotten a little bit more beautiful recently. And this is, I don't know if I can find my poem. Yes, okay. This is the first poem I had in US-1 worksheets. The maladroit is always there with a knife when you need a spoon, is always there with a basket instead of a pail, is always there like a star when you want the moon, when you crave applause, is folding her hands in prayer. A knife may serve for eating the fragrant melon, a basket dipped in water swells and holds. Unruffled lake on a clear night reflects a star. Prayer can be sung, or the kind ear hear it as song. But what can be done with the heart, the offered heart, the maladroit, unwanted, idiot heart, the panhandling slut on the street with her lips in your face, closing and opening their vulgar red, unstoppable, unforgivable, bub, bub, bub? I believe that's going to be in the Brentwood Anthology, which is launching November 1st. Another ad. Michael Worster and Judy Robinson edited it, and it has poems by the members of the Pittsburgh Poetry Exchange. Oh, and the launch is at the Brentwood Library the evening of November 1st. And one more. Oh, no, I think I'm going to read a seasonal one. This is not and will not be in US-1 worksheets and maybe never will be anywhere, but it's seasonal, so kind of. I wrote it Halloween last year. John of the Lamp. John of the Lamp, poor fellow, you're quite unstrung. Cat or rat's got your tongue. Your guts are yellow. Your wide grin is hollow. Summon the young to a portal, they, callow, don't fear, like us who've clung to life so long. Tomorrow, your tallowy remains will be flung to the compost heap. You'll triumph, though, when next year a green vine will creep over the bordered lawn to say you were here. And you all were here, thank you very much. And US-1 worksheets doesn't have any money except what they scrape together, so if you happen to have recently come into a bequest or something and you give them some money, that will be very warmly received. And there's books back there. Thank you for coming, everybody.